诗歌，亲爱主牵我手。
Let's sing this praise.
这首诗歌是在诗的39首。
爱主牵我手，引领我，领我走，我疲倦，我软弱，我苦愁，清风包裹黑夜，求领我进光明，亲爱主牵我手到天际，我道路虽寂寥，竹林尽未有伤，我在世快打完美好的
多年以前，曾经有一位属灵的长辈曾经这样的跟我们分享过。
Many years ago, I've heard this sharing from someone who is very spiritually mature.
他说什么是祷告，就是当你在黑暗中间跪下去，然后在光明中间站起来。
He says, what is prayer? It is when you bow down in darkness, but stand up in light.
在重担中间跪下去，然后轻轻省省地站起来。
During times of burden, you bow down, but when you stand up, you have no more burden.
当我们真的是跟主在一起的时候，无论是什么事情发生，我们都有一颗平安的心。
If we are with God, no matter what happens, we can be in light.
下面我们一起来唱这首诗歌342首。
无事向天问，若将何听有问，有时没生来时
Yeah.
赞美你
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
为着你在耶稣基督里赐给我们这出人意外的平安，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this wonderful peace that you have given us through Jesus Christ.
你不但创造我们，你也给我们救恩。
You didn't only create us, you also save us.
你的救恩是何等的宝贵。
Your salvation is so precious.
我们在耶稣基督里能够得着你一切的丰盛。
In Jesus Christ, we have all the abundance, in you.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主，我们今天竖立在你面前的时候
，As we stand before you today,
我要为我们的教会来祷告。
We pray for our church.
主，我们新的一期成人主日学即将开始。
The new adult Sunday school is about to begin.
恳求你带领施恩
We ask that you bless it
就像你过往施恩给我们一样
Just like how you have blessed us beforehand
就让我们的信仰真的是能够建立在你的话语上
Let our faith be founded upon your word
让每一个做老师的他们能够按照你的心意做你合用的器皿
Let each teacher be your instrument
让我们每一个学员真的是能够领受纯正的道理
and let each student learn the word as it was meant
所以我们也为着学校明天就要正式上课这新的一个学期来祷告
we also pray for school as it will start tomorrow
为每一个属乎你的儿女求助你来保守他们在一个新的学期
We ask that you guide every one of your children.
在繁忙的学业中能够来倚靠你。
And this new semester, as we all face a lot of tasks, we ask that you help us to rely upon you.
保守他们跟你的关系。
And especially bless our relationship with you.
让他们真的是在众人面前有美好的见证，因着把更多的学生带到你的面前
so that every Christian brothers and sisters would have a good testimony that will reflect well upon you.
所以我们也为着一些弟兄姐妹在国内探亲的来祷告。
We also pray for the brothers and sisters who are now in mainland China.
他们有的签证上出现麻烦，需要更多时间的等候。
Some of them had visa problems and have to wait longer.
求助你与他们同在。
We ask that you be with them.
让信靠你的因此能够更加的信靠你。
So that those who trust in you can trust you in you even more.
让还没有认识你的因此能够求告主名来认识你。
And those who do not know you can know you through these trials.
主，我们也为着今天下午我们 有中文的同工会来仰望你。
We also ask for your blessing, during our Chinese co-workers meeting this afternoon.
让我们每一个有心服侍你的，真的是来寻求你的心意。
Let all of us who serve you will seek your will.
求主你特别引领我们下午一起开会的时间。
Please guide us during this time of meeting.
主我们今天敬拜的时间从头到末了都恭敬仰望。
We lift up the whole worship service in front of you.
特别把孩子这无用的器皿交在你的手里。
We especially ask for your blessings upon Minister Wen.
求你真的是来掌管来使用。
Please guide her and use her.
听我们同心合一的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.Amen.
请坐。
Please sit.
我们下面有一点时间，就是有一些弟兄姐妹来跟我们分享他们去年年底去参加拆产大会。
Some brothers and sisters are going to share with us about their experience in Chinese Missions 2007, which happened in December.
就把时间交给满昌弟
兄。We give the time to 满昌。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今年这个华人拆船大会呢，我们教会一共去了16个半人。
There are 16 and a half of us who went to 2007.
我们有十个大人。
10 adults.
六个小孩。
6 kids.
我们还有我们教会的女婿算半个人。对，是这个李燕的那个男朋友。
It's a boyfriend.
他虽然从北卡来，但是他这个住和参就是参加会都和我们在一起。
He's from Northern California, North Carolina, but he stay with us the whole time.
这次大会我们有很多优秀的讲员。
There are a lot of excellent speakers.
内容是非常丰富。
And excellent content.
这大会的信息也是非常有力。
And very powerful messages.
也有很多的见证，也是非常的感人。
They are really moving testimonies.
所以在这个远近面弟兄在呼召的时候，有很多人就是响应的呼召，走到台前。
When Brother Yuan Zhiming has the altar call, many people came before the altar.
在最后神保罗牧师就是说呼召就是说你在家就是传福音，就出外做宣教的时候，就是让每一个人就是你爱到主的来把放下自己的时候，我们所有几乎就是我看大家所有人都跑到台前来想让这个呼召。
When Pastor Paul Shen says at home you will be sharing the gospel and outside you will be doing missions.Every one of us almost stood up.
我觉得我们教会这弟兄姐妹这次参会的这些人，大家都是非常的这个认真。
I think that all of us who went were very serious.
我们几乎就三个这个 hotels 都我们的 room 都连在一起。
Our rooms were connected.
所以谁要起得早，赶紧就敲门，然后就我们大家都早早起来。
And someone.Would woke everyone up.
我们这个做这个去大会宣讲的时候，我们坐在最前面的第二排。
We sat all the way in the front.
因为第一排是这个一般是讲员。
The second row because the first row is for the speakers.
见证每一次早早去就给我们这个座位就带好了。
Yeah, and we got the best seat.
所以大家都是非认得记认得的听然后我们晚上回来到这个我们的宿舍以后，我们几个宿舍在一起，我们还有分享和祷告。
At night we still have more sharings among just the few of us.
以后我们有一个那个 movie show， 就会你会看到我们就是有参加会场的场面，也有这个就是祷告各个方面这个。
I'm going to show a movie, small movie.
所以我给我自己简单分享一下，有这么几个方面。
My own sharing, there are a few points I want to share.
我觉得这个会首先对我来说是一个身体方面的一个 修养也是两方面一个享受。
It is a very good retreat for me and also a festival for me spiritually.
以前是在这个二十号到这个三十这个阶段都是这个休假期间，我们会有很多的聚餐。
From the 26th to the 30th, usually we have a lot of dinners.
大部分时间你不是忙于做饭就是忙于吃饭。
Normally would be either cooking or eating.
所以这个实际上是耐得期待，我觉得虽然休假但是并不轻松。
And this time when I go to Chinese missions, it's actually a lot more relaxing for me.
所以在这次你到那你不要这个做饭不要洗碗。
You don't have to cook, you don't have to wash the dishes.
对，房间还有人给你装理这个房间。
Someone would even clean the room for you.
所以我觉得就是说这个就是你感到是一个就是非常一个轻松的和享受。
It is very relaxing.
还有就是说你这次虽然这个饭菜呢我觉得也比较简单和清淡。
Although the food is simple.
所以你也不会吃得很饱就是。
You may not eat till you're full.
你去的时候有时候可能都没有饭了。
When you go, food may be gone already.
我觉得但是我觉得还是就是说从这方面对我们身体也是一个健康有利。
This is also healthy for us.
再一个方面就两个方面给我们生活有规律，我们早上有这个晨祷，晚上就是早上有这个读经灵修，晚上有祷告。
Life is very regular for us. We have prayer time in the morning and devotion time, and then at night we also have prayer.
会议期间我们大家都有很好的交通。
During the meetings we have great communications.
所以我自己就感觉到好像一种这个喜乐和充实的感觉。
I feel very joyful.
就好像住在这个神的家里一样。
It feels like we are living in God's house.
确实是一种这个两里边的享受。
It is a very enjoyable experience in the spirit.
第二个方面就是我觉得就是扩展了我的胸怀，开阔了的眼界。
Second point, it really broadens my horizon.
以前对宣教的了解呢，就是好像通过我们教会祷告，看一些这个杂志，就是说好像东一点西一点，好像是不是那么太完全。
In the past, when I thought about missions, my exposure was limited to some bits of information from church through some readings or through some prayer items.
这次大会就是通过就是在不同的层面把神这个宣教的时光能够给你展现开来。
But during this convention, I saw a great deal more in different dimensions.
让我们对于这个神的宣教呢，好像有一个比较清楚的图画。
So that we can get a clearer picture of the mission field.
我们不仅看到神继续在这个大陆、台湾还是东南亚来做工。
We saw how God was working in China, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia.
并且神呢，一定要把这工作扩展到这个欧洲，扩展到这个以色列，还有回教的国家。
But God has also been working in Europe, in Muslim countries, and also in Israel.
就好多有一些就是说我还有一些分享让我以前一些观点呢就是都得到一些改变。
There are also some of my points of view which have changed.
比方说在回教国家传福音，我一直觉得好像这是一个非常难非常不可能的事情。
For example, I thought it was impossible to spread the gospel in Muslim countries.
但是这个赢加塞长老他就分享他在这个吉尔吉斯他这个就是七年前他去在那边就是拜基督教学校。
The elder Ying shared with us his experience of opening a Christian school in Kazakhstan.
对，他是六年前，他是74岁才开始去宣教。
He went when he started when he was 74.
今年80岁，对，结果他在那边现在就是学生发展到大概有1400人。
By now the school has an enrollment of 1400 students.
并且他是这个执照是得到这个国家允许的，就是拿到正式的这个传教的这个执照。
He even got a formal license from this Muslim
country's government.
It seems like the first Christian school license in the world that are given from a Muslim country.
第二点就是我在就是通过要反省自己，然后就是调整自己的角色。
Second point, I have a lot of reflection and I had some change in my point of view in terms of my own role.
大会的信息呢，就是一直在对话我，就是说你自己要在这个宣教中，你自己要扮演一个什么角色。
The main message of the convention is that, you know, is to challenge us to see what role we would play.
因为时间关系，我想我不需要再给大家多讲这方面。
Yeah, maybe I'll give over those.
最后我就讲，就是这个教会大会呢，也会有一个美好的团契和交流。
I also want to mention that in the convention there are some really great fellowship time.
我觉得我们经常在一起，我们这个在一起，就是祷告，在一起听讲，在一起吃饭，在一起分享，我觉得真是感觉到的是一个非常美好的团契。
It has been a great fellowship time that we can share and eat together and rest together and it was just a really good time.
也有个机会让我们和这个以前的校友能够见面，能够有个交流。
It's also a great opportunity for us to get connected to alumni.
我们看到我们以前毕业的这个韦江和黄江一家。
We saw Wei Jing's family.
还有德军他们家,
De Jun's family.
我们也知道, Charles和Lily他们,
Charles was also a speaker in the convention and we had dinner together.
还有香港团契一个邱炯恒, 这是98年在我们家受洗的, 现在他也就是,
and one alumni from Hong Kong Fellowship. From in 98, he was also called into full-time ministry.
我们还和这个文姐和她先生还到我们这家来和我们在一起有一个简短的这个分享。We
also had a great sharing time with Wenjie's husband.
总之我觉得这个收获很大，希望就是下一届如果在我们教会有更多的人去参加。I
hope that next time many of us would be going.
今天这个接下来我们有一个就是李燕姐妹做了一个 movie show.
Lian has prepared a movie show.
然后下来呢，思瑶会分享，然后下一个礼拜我们也有几位这个弟兄姐妹分享。思瑶
is going to share after that.
这个是有一个展览，有那个
。An exhibition.
还有book
fairs.
这个整个展览是有关这个马里逊在中国宣教两百周年的一个大型展览。The
exhibition is for Morrison's.
因为我每次坐第二排。We always
on the second row. Took picture of Pastor Paulson.
这是袁。
This is Morrison's picture.
这是吉英's
birthday.
这是
family. 这是 family. We have sharing time and prayer time in our hotel. Alumni. Every 3 years there will be a convention, missions convention. I hope you can all come. Good morning.
很高兴能跟大家在这里分享一下拆船大会的感受。
It's great to be sharing with you my experience from the Chinese Missions Convention.
那个大会过去20天，其实很多的激情和当时的感触都已经忘记了。
It's been 20 days, so some of the feelings were gone.
那剩下的就是其实都是最基本的东西。
But the most foundational experience still remains.
就是我们要读经、祷告、传福音。
We have to read the Bible, pray, and to spread the gospel.
我在想，为什么全世界的基督徒都在做同样的事情，可是大家得到的东西，就是我们的效果却不一样。
I wonder why all Christians in the world do the same thing, but there are different effects that came out of it.
后来我想是因为我们的态度不一样，我们对神的认真程度也不一样。
I think that's because we may go into it with a different attitude and our attitude towards God is different.
我每天晚上在睡觉之前也都会读两章圣经，在非常困的时候。
Every night before I go to sleep, I would read three chapters in the Bible.
很多时候就像完成功课一样。
It's like finishing my homework.
可是在这次大会，我有一个下午的讲道是沈保罗牧师他解经。
But one of the afternoons, Pastor Paul Shen was sharing from the Bible.
他只讲了两个字，就是有人。
He mentioned there is people.
就是说有人把瞎眼的带到耶稣面前来，耶稣就治好他的眼睛，那个有人。
For example, there are people who bring the blind person to in front of Jesus, and Jesus healed him.
他就是通过这简单的两个字说，人作为媒介在传福音过程中有多重要。
His point is to illustrate that people.An important channel in spreading the gospel.
我想我自己在读经的时候不可能注意到这两个字。
When I read the Bible, I didn't pay attention to these two words.
不是说多难，或者说多难想到。
It's not like it's impossible to think of that.
是因为我自己不够认真。
But I wasn't serious enough.
就是想的不够多。
I haven't thought of that. I haven't thought enough about it.
那其他祷告和传福音也是一样。
It's the same with prayer and with sharing the gospel.
那祷告和迫切的祷告实际上有很大的区别。
Prayer and an urgent heartfelt prayer are very different.
那传福音和非常有负担的传福音 也有很大的区别。
Sharing the gospel versus sharing the gospel with burden is very different.
所以我们就是应该求神给我们一颗安静的心，真正渴慕他的心。
You should ask God for an earnest heart to seek him.
就是能够每天来到他面前做这些简单的事的时候，
So that every day as we come before him and do all these simple tasks.
真的就是因着我们的渴慕，让他让我们能够明白他的话语。
We can really seek him and understand his words.
因为如果我们真的就是真的想明白，我相信神他也不会说故意让我们看不懂。
If we earnestly seek him, God will reveal his will to us.
对，这就是我的一点感受，谢谢大家。
Thanks.
So, 下面是献诗。
There will be a song presentation time.
Yeah,
from the participants of the Chinese Missions Convention.
介绍这个诗，这个诗歌呢叫《十字架的路》，是这个大会的主题歌。
This is the theme song of the convention.
这个是林日芳，这个他现在在英国圣经学院的院长，他有些改动，就是早上两点起来，他就写了这首诗歌。
This is from Lin Yifeng, who is now a president of a seminary in England. He wrote it up at 2 a.m. in the morning, one day.
It's
a responsive reading.
那么今天要 今天要读的经文是在哥林多前书一一章十十章一到十三节。
Passage is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1 to 13.
时间交给张灿奎弟兄。
灿奎 will lead us in responsive reading.
请大家翻到教会新约圣经第302页。
It's on page 302 in the church Bible.
第一到第十三，第十三节，我读单数节，请弟兄姐妹回应双数节。最后一节，我们大家一块读。
First Corinthians 10, verse 1 to verse 13. Chen Hui will read the odd number verse, and you'll read the even number verse.
第十章第一节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。并且都吃了一样的灵食。
喝了一样的灵水。所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，这磐石就是基督。
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人， 所以在旷野倒闭。也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
我们也不要行奸淫，像他们所行的，一天就到月。
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
你们也不要发怨言，像他们所发怨言的，就被地狱所毁灭。
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
所以自己也会站在我们需要的警示，也不要在身上。
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，审是信使的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
下面是受奉献的时间。
Next, we are going to have offering times.
那么在奉献之前的话，在受奉献之前的话呢，我有一段经文与大家分享。
I'd like to share a passage with you. 从第十，it's in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8.
在马拉基书第三章第八节这样说，他说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
It says, will a man rob God? Yes, yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings.
因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
You are under the curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty.And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
好，下面我们请师事先来做奉献。
We'll collect offerings.
我们同时来唱这首歌462首。
We'll be singing the praise song from 462.
将你最好的献出，献你青春的力量，将你纯洁热情心灵忠心为真理打仗，主耶稣已有好榜样，勇敢坚定不惧怕，你要忠心尽前爱主，将最好的献于他，将你最好的献出，献你青春的力量，穿上全非旧服军装，忠心为真理打仗，将你最好的献出，一心让诸君周围，在世风中你主位献上最宝贵，主耶稣已有好方式，神将如孙子赐下，你要甘心 的前云端，求你最好的先恩主，借你青春的力量，穿上全文全副军装，忠心为真理打仗。
好，下面我请见证姐妹为今天奉献祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you. As we come before you before the semester, we ask that you guide us.Every day let us live before you and learn from your word. Let us pray every day. Let us glorify you in our study and in our work. We lift up today's offering in front of you.We know that this is our duty and our responsibility. It's also a show of our faith. We ask that you cleanse this money and let it be used in your ministry. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
下面是读经的时间。
We'll have scripture reading.
那么今天要读的经文呢，总共有三段。
There are three passages.
那么我们现在读的时候呢，我们只读第一段，是在罗马书第七章十八到二十五节。
We'll only be reading the first one in Romans, chapter 7, verse 18 to 25.
那么我来读，请大家来听。
I can read it, and you can listen.